Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You have to be fearless. You have to be completely fearless and have utmost belief in whatever that feeling is inside you. Earn your keep, earn the day. But when you're stepping into territory that's unknown, and we grow up in a society where people just think that you click on things and you get it, we're programmed, everything is so instant. You take a pill, you get skinny. You get this app, it sorts everything out for you. To get anything, there's no secret to it. It's just hard work. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the hours. Whether it's repetitions or whatever it is, you got to get up and get after it as hard as you can. Because there's somebody else that's out there that's doing it. You want to be the hardest working person in the room. If what they're going after truly makes them happy, you know, if it's driven by happiness, they will have nothing but success, because you will enjoy getting up early in the morning. You will enjoy outworking everybody. People that are miserable, I never understand why they're doing what they're doing. You have one life. You got one shot at this. There's no dress rehearsals at all. To be miserable going to job after job, or just doing the same thing over and over again, to have no inspiration, you know, you're just a cog in a wheel. You know, I'd rather be the engine. You know, I'd rather be the one that drives and moves the car, you know, than just be the wheel. It's all a mindset. It's how bad you want something, and nothing tastes better than when you've earned it. There's no better feeling than when you've earned it. And nothing's been handed to me. Nothing, you know, has come. Nothing by any chance has come easy to me. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't think I'd have the career that I have if I didn't go through what I did early and sort of lose what I, little fortune that I had at the time, and get lost and then have to come back and sort of recalibrate. Rip that safety blanket out. Don't have a backup plan. If you have a backup plan, you'll always go to that backup plan. You're like, I could always go back to this. Well, that means if it gets too tough? That's like saying, if I get married, I can always get a divorce if it gets tough. That's why so many people are divorced these days, because they don't want to put the work in. When it gets tough, you got to be able to bite down on your mouth guard and step forward and keep swinging. If there is a sliver of a chance, that means you got a chance. And don't give up. You just can't. And by doing that, you have to just be fearless. You 100% have to be fearless. If you decide in that moment that you want to ring that bell and give up, then okay, then go to your backup plan and be miserable. happiness is worth more than any dollar amount you'll ever have. Through your happiness, you'll have your wealth that will come. I'm a firm believer of that. Be very appreciative of how lucky you are to see the sunrise. You know, each day that comes, recognize that you have that day ahead of you to go and kick ass. And that's all you should focus on, is that day and that day only. And then there was training with our SEAL guys, which is completely different mentality. They always say embrace the suck. And there's a lot of sucking. Everything about it sucks. Usually I'll train before we go into work. Usually our work day starts around 6 or 7 in the morning. So I'll usually hit the gym at like 3:30, 4. And then I'll train for a good hour, hour and a half. And then go to work. And then we'll be on set for 10, 12 hours. Up in the mountains, run up and down hills with about 100 pounds of gear on us. All day. But in order to be able to run up and down these hills with this gear on, you have to be able to train this. You can't fake this. There's something about it. When you're training that hard and that focused, it's I really feel like, you know, the earth, you know, you're seeing things a little clearer, like the colors on the tree and in the ocean are just a little bit brighter. Like, you've got a clear head, like you're aware of a lot more things when you're putting that much focus in on training and health and fitness. And I think those things really go hand in hand. Success, you know, the greatest wealth in life is health, right? So if you take that and use your health, get as healthy as possible and focus that on success, I think is a good combination, you know, and then you're through that success comes wealth. It's this great circle. But taking care of yourself first is 100% needed in any successful thing in life, whether it's a relationship or whether it's, you know, business. Just learn one more thing that you didn't know yesterday. That's all I ask, is one more thing. Just get slightly better each day, whatever it is. If you did 4 push-ups yesterday, do 5 push-ups today. You know, just do one thing better than you did yesterday, so then you feel like there's growth every day. And it doesn't have to be big. You know, if you did 6 steps, do 6.5 the next day. So every day there's a little goal within yourself. Well, whatever that it is you did one more thing than you did. So you're constantly growing and improving. I remember I had a conversation with myself in my rear view mirror. And I was like, do I go back to Canada and, you know, because I was 26 at the time, and, you know, and I'm living in my car, you know, it's just, there's not, you know, I'm supposed to be living the dream. I left Vancouver and I made it, you know, like people think that I've made it, and I hadn't. But then I really kind of, you know, started thinking, I was like, look, I've got everything right now. I've got my health. I'm chasing my dream. I got people that believe in me. I have a legitimate agent. So maybe I do have everything. You know, material-wise, I'm struggling a little bit, but I have everything that I need right now at this moment that I need to get a job. And it's just, I needed to focus in on what that. I needed to stop worrying about, you know, the next 3 or 4 years and just focus what I could control. And that was being completely focused and present on the work and tasks that I had at hand to get me out of the situation that I was in. And being okay with telling people that I had no money. And I think that I was broke and that I was struggling, and lose my ego over that, because I wasn't raised that way. My father never raised me that way. We didn't grow up with money. It never defined us. So I kind of got lost in this sort of flashy town of like, yeah, you're doing great. You know, everybody asks how you're doing down here, and people tell you what jobs they've just worked on, as opposed to telling you how you're actually doing. You know, your work defines you as opposed to your character. I had done a couple episodes and I was in the parking lot and I had like $32.95. I was in a 7-Eleven parking lot and that's all I had in my bank account. And I actually have that framed in my office. My phone rang, and it was my manager saying that they wanted to do a 7-year deal with me at CBS, and it like completely changed my life, like going 0 to 60 in a Tesla, and it just everything changed for the better. I I went out and got like an apartment that day. I didn't just get an apartment; I got like a great one. I got an apartment and bought a pool table, and my parents had come down to celebrate. And they came in. I didn't even have a bed or anything. There was a pool. These guys were putting up a pool table. And mom's like, "Where's your bed or your plates?" I'm like, "I haven't bought that yet." And she's like, "You bought a pool table?" I'm like, "I've always wanted to buy a pool table." She's like, "Jesus Christ, AJ." it's like, "It's great though. We can play pool." She's like, "But where are you going to sleep?" And I'm like, "I've got my car outside." It's like reading a chapter, and until you understand what happened in that chapter, you can never go to the next chapter, so you have to go back and read it again. And I feel like that was happening in my life. I had to, until I understood where I was, the next part wasn't going to happen. I was a dog chasing its tail, so I had to be okay with myself and where I was and kind of zero in on what my goal was, and instead of, you know, taking the foot off the gas and going out and hanging out with people that really didn't give a shit about anything, you know, I needed to sort of bring the circle small and put the focus back on myself, and have that hunger again to get up and get after it. Today, you know, it's stronger than ever, even with the success that I have now. The more that you are dialed in, the more that the needle moves.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.